Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates December 23rd, 1953, and the title is A Tangled Rope. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg Sugar Pops.
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with a sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Tangled Rope. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are a real double-barrel treat, a treat you can enjoy as a cereal with a little milk or cream or as a snack right out of the box. And you don't need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So for a rip-snortin' cereal, a rootin'-tootin' snack, it's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Look for them at your grocer's with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugarfoot Jack Kramer was as slick an outlaw as any the West had known. The adventure that brought him face to face with United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles had the lives of the two lawmen hanging on the end of a tangled rope.
Well, that's about the story, Marshal Hickok.
It's a strange one, Mr. Hines.
Strange ain't the word for it. You trying to tell us that a road agent can sit right here where you can watch him and still rob your stagecoaches 15 miles away at the same time?
Yes, but I know it doesn't make sense, Jingles.
Make sense? It just ain't possible. Hey, now, who's shooting up the place?
Just a little attention over here, gents.
There's the hombre himself, Jingles, Sugarfoot Jack Kramer.
Well, I'll be darned. Look at them fancy duds and boots.
You hear me? Attention, I said. I understand the famous Wild Bill Hickok's in the house and claims to be quite a shot with his six gun. Well, I got 100 gold in my jeans that says he can't outshoot me.
Mister, you're being downright silly for a grown man. But Wild Bill's right here to make you eat your words.
Careful what you get me into, Jingle.
Sugarfoot's a right good shot, Bill.
Well, then come on out and pick your own target, Hickok.
Come on, Bill. You got to take him on or my reputation's going to suffer a backset.
Your reputation, partner. Sounds like it's my reputation. And if this boy's as good as they say he is, you better cross your fingers.
All right, Marshal. Care to make a little side bet of another 100?
I'm not a betting man, mister.
I'll take your bet, Sugarfoot Jack. 100 gold. If you win, I'll pay on the spot.
And if it's a tie, you'll both give your money to set up a baseball diamond for the kids of this town.
That's fair enough.
Not gonna be a tie. What's your target, Hickok?
I got the targets. Here's an even dozen pop bottles. Each of you gets 6, throwed high in the air at 75 feet.
Suit you, Sugarfoot?
Sure does.
All right, you go ahead. I'll shoot last.
Good with me. Throw them bottles, big boy. I'm ready.
Here they go, fast as I can throw them. 1, 2, 3. Missed one, didn't you?
Never mind. Keep throwing.
4, 5, six.
5 out of 6. That's right, good shooting, mister.
All right, cut the talk and shoot, Hickok.
All right, Jingles, get to work.
Ride fast, Bill. Here they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here's the one that's going to make him sweat, Bill.
All right, throw it, you jughead.
All right, sorehead, I will. 6. Now I guess that's Shona. Bill, you missed that last one.
I guess I did at that, partner. Looks like a tie.
We'll shoot it off. I ain't being pushed over like that.
Sorry, mister, that was not the agreement. Looks to me like the kids get a baseball diamond. How about it, Mr. Hines?
Right, Bill. Here's my dough.
Well, cough up, Sugarfoot Jack Kramer. A bet's a bet.
I say shoot the tie off. Or maybe you'd like to try this, you pig-headed law dog.
Bill, watch his gun!
Bill, you all right?
Sure he is, Mr. Hines. Sugarfoot ain't. Suddenly his gun hand is awful empty. Just like his head.
All right. If this Jasper's got any friends, they better take him somewhere and cool him off.
I'll take care of him, Marshal. He just bit off a little more than he could chew.
He sure did. You a friend of his?
Yes, sir. My name is Bootjack Crouch. I'm a friend to every man who has a pair of feet. You see, I make boots.
You make those boots Kramer has on now?
Yes, Marshal. That's why they call him Sugarfoot, because he wears only the fanciest boots I can make for him.
I could stand a pair like that myself.
Well, it would be my honor to make them for you, sir, and for the famous Wild Bill also. My shop is just down the street.
Bill, could you lend me...
Later, Jingles. Oh. Right now, we've got something else to think about besides a pair of fancy boots.
Wranglers, once you set eyes on Kellogg's famous Indian Chief pictures, you'll say they're the best you've ever seen. They're big and colorful, swell for your scrapbook or pinned on the wall. And all 6 of the chiefs are shown in their full Indian outfits, fierce-looking, ready to hit the war trail at the head of their braves.
Yes, sirree, Wranglers. Kellogg's famous Indian chief pictures are every bit as exciting and colorful as Panhandle says. And best of all, these famous Indian chief pictures don't cost you a penny. They're printed right on the back of the box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. So buy Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Enjoy those pre-sweetened golden nuggets of corn out of the box like a snack or out of the bowl with milk or cream. Then, when the box is empty, cut out the picture of the famous Indian chief and you're on your way to a swell adventure collection.
Now, here's the names of the 6 famous Indian chiefs, Wranglers. You get Pontiac, famous leader of the Ottawa tribe, Joseph Brant, powerful chief of the Mohawks, Black Hawk, fierce warrior chief of the Sauk Indians, Sitting Bull, famed chieftain of the Sioux Indians who beat General Custer, Powhatan, ruling chief of the Powhatans, and Tecumseh, warrior leader of the Shawnee.
You'll want all 6 of these famous Indian chiefs, Wranglers, so be sure to have Mom buy you some Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops today. Early the next morning, Wild Bill and Jingles and Mr. Hines were riding out to the scene of the last stagecoach robbery. Jingles was still ranting about the shooting contest.
But doggone it, Bill Hickok, you could have busted that last bottle with a blindfold on.
You can't win them all, Jingles. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you must have done it for a reason. That's all I can figure.
It sure made the kids happy to know they're going to get a baseball diamond, Bill. That could be reason enough.
Yeah, Bill, you old sly one, you.
Let it go, Jingles. Let it go. Right now, I'm interested in these holdups. When did they start, Mr. Hines?
About the same time Sugarfoot Jack Kramer hit this country. That was a year ago.
So you figured it was him, huh?
I know it was, but we could never prove it. Ho. This is the spot, Bill.
Joker. How'd you get Sugarfoot to stay in town?
I made a bargain with him.
A bargain with an outlaw?
That's right. I was desperate. I offered Sugarfoot a monthly salary to stay in town any time I was shipping gold in one of my stagecoaches.
Well, I'll be doggone.
He took the bargain.
He sure did. Stays in sight on the main street, but the robberies go right on, and the drivers swear it's the same road agent.
This is a good spot for a holdup, all right. Top of the grade. Stage crawling by the time it gets up here.
Yeah, it ain't crawling long. Look at the downgrade from here to the valley. Snake would have to have brakes to keep from sliding off that narrow goat trail.
Right. It takes a good hitch and a driver with plenty of sand to make it, Jingle.
Hey, Bill, here comes the stage up the hill now.
That one of yours, Mr. Hines?
Yeah, Bill, I guess I figured it about right.
Now, what do you mean by that?
That coach is carrying gold this morning, Bill. I figured if I got you and Jingles out here with me, we might get this one through.
Bill, them shots hit that rock right by your head.
Where'd they come from?
Way down the hill. Looks like we got in the road agent's way, all right.
Yeah.
You keep an eye out while I talk to this driver, Jingles.
Well, morning, Mr. Hines. Howdy, Wild Bill. Say, you sure are a sight for sore eyes. I figured to meet Sugarfoot Jack long about here.
What makes you so sure it's been Sugarfoot?
Oh, it's Sugarfoot, all right. Stands right there by that rock where you are, Wild Bill. Don't do no good to trade lead with him either. We lost three drivers and one shotgun that way.
All right, driver, you better head on to town. We'll follow you in.
You seen enough up here, Bill?
Enough for now, Mr. Hines.
All right, yeah.
Reckon it was Sugarfoot Jack that threw them shots, Bill?
I don't know, Jingles. Get around there, Buckshot. We'll take a look for him in town, partner. And there's another gent I'd like to have a talk with, too. All right, let's go.
Blasted Hickok. We'd have had that gold easy. There was 4,000 in that shipment today. Boot Jack,
now,
I'm getting...
Now, don't lose your head, Sugarfoot. There's more gold where that came from. You were a fool to throw those shots.
A fool nothing. I'll get that Hickok yet.
Forget him. I have a plan. It'll take a little time and the right moment, but it's a good plan.
Yeah, you and your plans.
My plans have a way of working out, don't they?
Yeah, sure they do, but I'm just...
Then just watch your step. Here, take a look at the new boots I'm making for you. Mm-hmm. And here's the other pair, just like them, which I keep hidden.
Hey, those are the best yet.
My finest handiwork, and with your name tooled into the leather. You bring me much business when you wear these, my friend.
I bring you more business of another kind, you weasel.
Yes, but we do not talk about that, do we? Now, you go and forget Hickok. You stay on the main street where you can be seen and leave him to me.
Don't see what talking to this leather-pounding weasel's gonna get us.
He makes Sugarfoot's boots, partner. And there might be just some other connection.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. My little shop is honored.
There's a right fancy boot you're working on, Boot Jack. Mind if I look them over?
Oh, you would not like these, Marshal. They are a special order.
So I see. For Sugarfoot Jack Kramer, huh?
Yes, but I can show you some others, like these over here, for instance.
You seem to be right friendly with Sugarfoot, mister. Put a lot of extra work on these boots.
Drop those boots, Hickok.
Bill, it's Sugarfoot.
He comes from the back room.
And he's got the drop on us, gents.
Yeah, I sure have. Now forget about my boots and back out that door.
Bill, it don't make sense. Why, I just saw this varmint down the street.
Yeah, wearing another pair of fancy boots. Better do what he says, Jingles.
That's good advice, Hickok. And don't worry about where you seen me, big boy. I get around.
Jingles, look out for that cobbler's bin.
My shelves, my cupboards. Oh.
Now, Sugarfoot, I'll take that gun.
Watch it, Bill.
Hey, should I think I have it, Hickok?
You missed your chance, mister.
Yeah, well, I ain't missing this.
You'll have to do better than that.
Knocked over a thing or two yourself, Bill.
You wrecked my shop. I didn't... What? I'm a peaceful man, Marshal.
Your friend started it, Boot Jack. All right, come on, Kramer. Get on your feet. I got a proposition to make.
Well, I ain't interested.
You'd better be.
What are you getting at, Hickok?
Everybody's accusing you of these holdups, right?
Yeah, go on.
Well, suppose I lock you up in jail and take a load of gold over that road myself.
I get it. Then if the state is held up... He's in the clear, huh?
It sounds funny to me. What do you think about it, Boot Jack?
Well, naturally, I don't know much about such things, but the Marshal's plan sounds very smart to me.
All right. I'll do it.
Good. Mr. Hines.
Yeah, Bill?
You've got a gold shipment waiting to go, haven't you?
I sure have, Bill.
All right. Tomorrow morning, you'll drive the stage out, and Jingles and I'll be with you. We'll clear up this business once and for all.
Bill, we ought to be riding up with Mr. Hines. Oh, this ain't no place for us inside the coach.
We've got a better chance of surprising a road agent if he can't see us, Jingle.
All right, Bill, we're coming up to the top of the grade.
Be ready, Jingle. Keep your eyes open, Mr. Hines.
I am, Bill.
Wish you hadn't spread the word all around town that we was carrying gold, Bill. Makes my stomach right squeezy.
It's worth the chance we take to clear this up, Jingle.
Oh, now.
Oh, here it comes, Bill.
Not a soul in sight, Bill.
Doggone it, all this for nothing.
All right, Hines, hold it right there.
Hey, Bill, there's two of them.
Bill, they've come.
They sure were hidden.
All right, throw down that box, Hines. First one to move gets a storm of lead, Hickok.
Bill, that big one looks like Sugarfoot, all right.
Yeah, Jingles, and that mask can't disguise Bootjack either.
Now, what's he doing under the coach? Bill, the coach is moving.
Now, you low-down weasel.
We haven't got the gold box yet. Go down, Hines.
Not on your life, you mangy cow.
Bill, his coach is running away. Mr. Hines, throw on the brake.
You can't, Jingles. Bootjack knocked out that brake pin.
Then let's jump out of this thing.
Not a chance, Jingles. You're too close to the bank on my side and a 500-foot drop on yours. We'll just have to ride it out.
Ride it out? We don't stand a chance, Bill. By the time we hit Dead Man's Curve, we'll be going 100 miles an hour. That fireman sent us on our last long ride.
Say, Wranglers, wouldn't it be swell if you could know today just what's going to happen tomorrow? Just imagine the fun you could have telling everybody what was going to take place 24 hours ahead of time. Well, I'm afraid can't any of us do that. But there's one thing I know is going to happen tomorrow for sure. Yep, tomorrow and every day, lots and lots of folks are going to be enjoying Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Starting first thing tomorrow morning, there'll be folks enjoying them for breakfast. And all day long for snacks. Now, either way you enjoy Sugar Pops, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Enjoy yourself some Sugar Corn Pops tomorrow. Tell Mom to look for the package with Guy and Andy racing their horses pell-mell across the prairie. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Wily Bootjack and Sugarfoot caught up with Bill and Jingles on the stagecoach at the top of the grade. Then, with Sugarfoot holding a gun on the coach, Bootjack hammered out the brake pin, and the heavy stage went hurtling down the narrow road out of control.
Hold it on the road, Mr. Hines!
I can hold it in Dead Man's Curve, Jim, but we'll never make that one.
Bill, what are you doing?
Hang on to my feet, Jingles. I think there's a heavy rope on top of this coach.
What good's the rope gonna do us now?
If I can find it, maybe it's... There, I've got a hold of it. All right, pull me back down, partner.
Here you come. There you are.
Now, here, take one end of the rope and feed it into that back wheel on your side. I'll get the other wheel.
That rope tangled in the wheel. It'll make a bind on the axle and slow us down, huh?
Hey, Bill, it's only a quarter of a mile to Dead Man's Curve. If we can't stop, we're goners.
Hold the road, Mr. Hines. How you coming, Jingle?
Not very good, doggone it. There it goes, Bill. It's caught.
Good. My end's working, too.
Bill, you gents had better jump. Here comes Dead Man's Curve.
Hang on, Mr. Hines. Bill, it's working.
Hey, we're stopping.
Bill, I don't know. never want to get no closer to wearing a pair of wings. Woo-wee! I thought that was the end.
Come on, Budner, climb out. We got to set up a welcome for Sugarfoot and Bootjack.
Now, they ain't going to be fools enough to come after us, are they?
Sure are. They didn't get the gold box because Mr. Hines wouldn't throw it down before the coach started rolling.
Yeah. They're going to expect to find us dead anyway.
Now you've got it, Jingles. They'll be coming around that rock any minute.
Hey, wait a minute, Bill. How's that going to be Sugarfoot? Why, we locked him up in the jail before we left town.
Just hold your horses, partner, and see for yourself. Here they come. All right, back off the road and be quiet.
All right, you Gila monsters. Reach!
Bootjack is dead. They're
not dead.
Yeah, but... well, they're going to be. Write them down.
Bill, look out!
Hold on that cayuse, Jingles. I got Bootjack's horse.
Yeah-ho-ho there. Well, that's the last trick you two salamanders are going to pull. You're lucky we're taking you to the jail instead of to the coroner's office, the way I feel.
Well, Bill, we got Sugarfoot and Bootjack, which proves that Sugarfoot was doing the robberies. But that still doesn't clear up the mystery of how he could be in two places at once.
Cut three of those horses out of your hitch, Mr. Hines. We'll take these Jaspers in and clear that up, too. Climb down. We'll take him into the jail, Jingles.
Ah, you blasted star packer. I'll live to kill you yet.
It's too late for that, Sugarfoot. We are through.
Yeah, you and your plans, Bootjack. You sure fixed us.
It is just that Marshal Hickok is smarter than we are, Sugarfoot. It's too bad.
Now you said something. Now go on and get in that jail.
I cut out the shoving.
Bill, I'm busting with curiosity. If I find out that this varmint broke out of jail, too, Bill, he ain't. He's still in the cell. But he's out here, too. Well, I'll be doggone. Two Sugarfoots.
Twins. Sugarfoot's got a twin brother.
Not quite, Mr. Hines. If they'd been twins, we might not have cut up to their trick.
How's that, Bill?
One of them was taller than the other, Jingles. I saw the difference in the size of their boots in Bootjack's shop yesterday.
So that's why you put one brother in jail.
That was a smart trick, Hickok. I was so sure my plan to kill all three of you would work. I let you lock Sugarfoot's brother up.
Yeah, Bootjack. Now you can join them both in that cell. Now get right in there.
Well, you sure cleared up the mystery, Bill. Now I can ship gold and be confident it's going to get there.
Yeah, but this varmint thought up a plan that almost got us killed.
I hadn't planned on that when I invited you to go for that ride, Jinx.
Well, you just watch it from now on, Bill Hickok. 'Cause you ain't getting me to go for a ride again unless I got a guarantee that it's going to be nothing more dangerous than a rocking chair.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, next time Wild Bill and Jingles ride will be Christmas Day.
Say, that's right, Guy. So Friday we got a real Western Christmas story for you called The Santa Claus Trail.
So long, kids.
See ya Christmas!
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Parley Bear, Paul Frees, Bert Holland, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.